Well, good morning. Yeah, it's morning. It really is morning. 10:15 a.m. on Sunday, January the 11th, 2026, on a partly cloudy morning here in the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. 32 degrees, up from 30 when I left the house. It's a bit nippy. It's a bit nippy. It's going to be an interesting walk because I forgot or lost my water bottle. I was sure I put it in the pocket of this jacket, but when I went to reach for it half a mile ago, it was not there, which is a bit of a problem. A lot of geese flying around this morning. I haven't seen any lately, but when I came out, there were like four or five flocks. Two or three formed into a skein. There were a couple of bunches of geese that were being very noisy and forming up. They start talking together when they finally get organized, they stop talking except for the occasional honk. I don't know if it's organizational honking or, hey buddy, the light is green honking. I'm not sure. So anyway, yeah, it's been a full morning already. I got the beans on late, but I got them on. I went to put them on this morning at 8 o'clock. And realized that the bacon was a year out of date. I got to stop putting stuff in the refrigerator and then forgetting that it's there. And if it's in the refrigerator, I got to use it. And that was a lesson. So I thought, well, okay, it's Sunday. If I get out early, I can get there before the store fills up. And If I leave around 8:30, then I can go to the pharmacy when it opens and pick up the prescriptions that are waiting. I thought, yeah, cool. And I get there and realize that there's a disconnect between my brain and reality, as often happens. And it is Sunday. I did get there before it filled up. There were very few people at the store. 9:15, and I was really happy until I got in and realized that today is Sunday. So yeah, I knew that was Sunday, but I forgot that the pharmacy doesn't open until 10 on Sunday, even though I knew that. I just inconveniently lost track of it for a moment, and so I'm gonna have to go back. And pick up prescriptions, maybe tomorrow. Tedious, but there it is. So yeah, I'm out on a 2-day, which means I'm back in sync, at least for the moment. Tomorrow's a 3-day, so I get tomorrow off. Yay! I did start the new server for Satisfactory, and it is much fun. It is much more fun than wandering around in soap and soapbox, sandbox mode. I've learned a lot about factory development. Unfortunately, I have not managed to figure out how to build large-scale factories well yet. Of course, part of it is I'm limited by early game materials, early game technology. I have the Mark II belts, but not the Mark II miners, which is a bit of a challenge. Just unlocked overclocking. The animals are a challenge. I did not put on passive mode this time. I have to fight for whatever I want to take from them. This is going to be an interesting challenge. I'm not sure if I'm up for it. We'll see. Clearing out the SWAT file seemed to have corrected the problems on the server, and I haven't had any trouble with it since I rebooted the machine and cleaned out SWAT. I probably need to. There's, I hear some geese coming up behind. Air traffic control here. So we'll see how it goes. It just may work out. This may be a total boondoggle. I don't know. We'll see. But I'll have to look up how to change the SWAT file again. I think it's pretty much just a matter of turning SWAT off, creating a SWAT file, turning SWAT back on again. I think that's all there is to it. I need to figure out how to establish it again. I'm sure there's a man page for it, so well. I figured out how to do it before. I can figure out how to do it again. Wide world of sports is this. Group of people walking up ahead of me, completely obstructing the sidewalk. And it looks like the person in the middle is leading the other two hands out to the side. Follow me, my flock. Well, I was worried it was going to be chilly this morning. I put on the parka. I did not put on the third layer of fleece, but put on the parka. It's plenty warm. Suck together her. I don't smell the spruce this morning at all. little whiff of pine now and again. I'm walking through a rather evergreen section of the walk with some big, there might be ponderosa pines on one side, some white pines on the other, some spruces here and there, Christmas trees run amok. With a nice golden lab hiking along this morning. Good morning. Another part-time walker coming right at me. I can tell by his shoes. Morning. Nobody in his right mind would take a long walk in those shoes. Those are the only shoes he had, I suppose. He won't have them for long on the concrete. A pair of white-soled Vans, I think. My walking shoes didn't stand up well to it at all. Come on, Fawn, get ready, sit with me. Monk's Post. The boots are... the boots are due for retirement. I keep thinking, well, I'm not going to resole them. I've had 5,000 miles on them. One resole. Hello. The plastic coating on the tongue that makes them waterproof has flaked off. Every time I put them on, I lose a few more pieces of the rubber. They're not even close to being waterproof anymore. And I think it's time for them to retire. They'll get me through this season, and then I'll get a new pair for next year. On to the next 5,000 miles. Forty miles a month. That's the goal. 40 miles a month. It'll be 480 miles for the year if I do it. See how it goes. We'll see how it goes. That's all I can do. It's like, get up, do it one day at a time, keep going. So yeah, plain satisfactory for me, playing Enshrouded with the spouse. We got the lucky fishing rod yesterday. That was fun. I've had it out for spin. I don't know if it's really lucky. I don't see much difference between that one and the the normal excellent fishing rod. It's supposed to be better at dredging up objects. I don't see the difference. Drowning a lot of frogs. We really need to move our... We put a flame altar right on Fishing Island, which makes it handy to go fishing, but it also blocks off all of the frog spawns on the island. So I need to find a place to put a new fishing island. Altar, so we can go there easily. Or figure out if it's possible to fly there from the spire. If it is, then the altar is irrelevant. But we killed off a few quests yesterday. We killed a bunch of bugs. Killed a few lizards. We have region level armor and some half decent weapons. I'm slowly putting together some better magic. I'm carrying just way too much crap. You know, all the low level heals and low level mana restores. And it's like, no, just bite the bullet, put on some mid level ones, get rid of the low level ones, open up some slots. It's ridiculous. When I catch 5 fish, I have to empty my inventory because if there are 5 different fish, my inventory is full. It's like, no. Somebody on one of the social media made a point of, we need bigger bags. If we're going to have this many different kinds of things, just to work in one region, we need bigger bags. But if I go back to say, well, okay, what if we don't need all these different things? What if I just pick the best of the best? Pick the best heal, the best, or the best 2, rather than 4. Let's see. Still reading Jackson Reed. Slipped it over to the next book in line. I think it's number 8. Very formulaic. But still, I'm having fun with it. I'm having fun reading it. It's in that sort of uncanny valley. Is this a guy who's spewing AI slop? If he is, it's doing a troubling level of storytelling. Not something I'm going to copy, certainly. But looking at his catalog, it's like, God. How do you put out that many books? Is it really like 3 different people all writing under the same pseudonym? All using the same pen name, each writing a different style? Because the style is slightly different than Star Farmer. Star Farmer was very much space opera. Tom Swift Jr. This is much more space opera. He's calling them agents, like secret agents, with a lot of near military kinds of activity happening in terms of military spaceships for each navy. If it's a ship, it must be a navy, right? Heaven knows it can't be a space force. That would be weird. Back. My mouth is so dry. I'm trying to get enough spit going to keep my tongue from welding to the top of my mouth. But the day is off to a good start. Yesterday, I got the walk in and then came home, forgot to post it altogether until around 7 o'clock and thought, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I had everything standing open on my laptop and I looked at it and I'm like, oh, yeah, then I probably need to make that happen. So the post did get up yesterday. It didn't get up till late, but it did get up. I'm going to try to get this one up before noon. We'll see if I succeed. See if I can remember long enough to get in there and do it before I get sucked into some game or other, some task or chore I need to accomplish. But for the moment, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is a 3-day, but the day after that isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.